Hello, Meg Town Man. Fucking bottle drops. One of the things in life is I found that to a certain extent, you get what you pay for. And it doesn't mean you gotta be going, oh, fuck, service fees and charges. And all these other sorts of things. It's not just because it's they want $1,000 for it doesn't mean you pay $1,000. It's actually worth $1,000. But thanks to those fucking cunts at Aldi, and their super awesome nickel metal hydride batteries, or nickel cadmium or whatever. Oh wow, and they got a self discharge rate, which means they used to go from fully charged to flat, within about a fucking month. The self discharge rate was appalling, and then they brought out new batteries, new and improved. Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Well, the problem is they don't say, what the fucking rundown time of the old battery, from the fully charged, and there's the days going past, they don't say, well, how much power did it actually hold in volts and milliamps, and then the self-discharge rate. You go to pull out your camera with all the fully charged batteries in it a month later, and you go, click. It's not working. It doesn't turn on. Batteries are flat, So for important things, there's a brand of battery called Enelloop, right? Or a trademark sort of thing. And they used to be made by Sony, and now they're made by Panasonic, I think. And these are the sorts of batteries that are, when you fully charge them, they still have 80 or 90% of their charge 5 years later. That kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And one of the things that happens is if you put, I'm just going down. If you put, say that's a nickel elect nickel, type fucking contact. You know what I mean? If you put that in contact with brass or any other sort of thing, there's going to be salts in the air, dust. All those micro things, and they're going to be rubbing against each other, then they're going to be making oxides, And so you get a nickel, primarily a nickel alloy or case, then you get a nickel oxide, and then you get a mixture of, say, the brass contact, which is copper and zinc or copper and tin, and then you get the rubbing of that, and then that forms oxides, you know what I mean? And then you get the brass, and so you get this with varying levels of humidity and all these other sorts of things, that sets up corrosive or electrolytic reactions on an extremely fine scale. Not only is the joint connect technically a circuit, but it's also circuits, are like a battery cell within the contact area, so you get corrosion. So what I do is whenever I put a tiny little drop, just a fucking light wipe on each end, just a tiny little bit, you know what I mean? You can hardly even see that. And so that's down in there. See, there's the contact down in there. And what that means is when the battery slides and jiggles around in the case, the contacts are lubricated. Sure, in electrical, in like a tiny little drop. Tiny little bit. There's only like a, no, you can't even see that. But anyway, there's just a tiny little bit in there and a tiny little bit on there. Nice little film. And here's the end contact, which is brass. So maybe a tiny little bit on there. Only needs to be like an ant's piss, you know, of a fucking drop. And slide it in so it doesn't hammer. And what you do is on the aluminium joints, just a tiny little, yeah, well, that's gone on. And there's a, I learned this from a book that was written in 1870 or something on threads. And this was the French Scientific Society on microscopic threads. Is what you do is when they make threads, you make the very start of the thread to stop cross threading on very fine threads. You machine the thread a square section. But the other, you know, so there's none of this sort of cross-threading sort of stuff. But the other thing you can do there. Trying to get this fucking done. Is you put the parts together and you unscrew them, that's it. I'll turn the microphone sensitivity right up, right? And turn it right down. And you hear that when you run it one thread against another, just lightly pushing again. That's it. And that means your threads, oh, I'll tighten it up now, by putting a little bit of oil on the thread on the outside. Tiny, you keep these threads clean, you keep the dirt and dust off them, so you put a tiny little bit of oil there. See? Tiny little bit of oil. There. And you put a tiny little bit of oil in there, just a tiny fucking drop. And that means that your threads are lubricated, and they usually run, these cunts who make these torches, so that means that thread, if it's kept clean, there's got not going to be any friction between, well, first off, when one thread is going like that and then it reaches another and then it goes click like that, that's what the click is. That means the threads have dropped down and they're pressed together and they're ready to screw up straight, you know. You could feel it, you know. And although these aren't cut, these are just tapered out, you know, like till the end of the fucking shaft or whatever, or end of the tube. So by having just a tiny little bit of oil and wiping them and keeping all your contacts clean, that means you fucking... God, that's fucking bright. That means your thread lasts, you never cross your threads by starting them like that. You turn it in reverse, you undo it, and then they go click to the point of engagement. Once one, the start of one thread passes over the start of the other thread, there's a little gap and then they seat. And then you can, you just lightly, doesn't, no, not a lot of strength, but a bit of brains, you know what I mean? And then you can do them up. And by having those terminals of the batteries lightly oiled, what's it called? By having the terminals of the batteries lightly oiled, what's it called? That's that reflective stuff too. Yeah, this is, you know, this is a sort of adjustable long range torch, you know. Yeah, by having all those threads and connections and contacts lightly oiled, technically oil is an insulator, but it also stops the rubbing of the nickel getting rubbed off and turned into an oxide, and it stops the brass being rubbed away into copper and tin oxide, you know what I mean? And that's electrolytic cell and all this sort of stuff. So it stops a lot of that rubbing away. It also insulates against corrosion, and it also lubricates the parts so they don't rub. So that means technically if you buy the really good batteries, like the Eneloop batteries for the emergency to sort of standby sort of torches that you need, you know, you pull them out every 6 months and just charge them up for a couple of hours on a slow speed charger, you know what I mean? Top them up. You've got good batteries in your stuff, and you know, they retain their charge, like 80, I think they're 80%. Their charge is, it's either, it depends on which model Eneloop, but they, you know, you got 80% of your charge a year later or something. Their self-discharge rate is very low, and I think it's either 5 years or 10 years or something, you know. But that means that this torch is always ready. It's always fully serviced, pretty much fully charged, ready to go. And by having batteries that don't leak, you know, and they last a lot, they're designed to hold a charge for a long time, and you pay through the fucking nose for those batteries, but you don't get the problems that you get with the really fucking cheap batteries, you know. You know, so it depends on who sells them, but you got to get the proper stuff, not the fake shit from China. And, yeah, so the contacts are good. The torch will last because the threads are fucking, if you learn how to fucking, you push them together just lightly and you undo them until you hear the click, when one thread will run over another thread and then they just drop in and then they're ready to tighten up. There should be no resistance. And by having those threads cleaned and lubricated, they don't wear out. They don't turn into aluminium oxide, and they don't rub each other away. That means, if you look after your stuff, just a few little tips like that, keep the dirt and shit out of the connections and keep them oiled and lubricated and all this sort of stuff, you know, providing the circuitry and the torch is good, you should have the torch for 20, 30 years, you know. Easy. But that's how you do it. Look after your stuff. All right, guys. I'll shut up on that one. Thank you. Turn off. Oh, God. No pussycats.